Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, and welcome back to Babe, a podcast with Lara and friends. And today, my friend, you may recognize him from past podcasts, or you may not. And this is a new intro to a new journey.
It's a new chapter
in
everyone's
lives.
I'm excited to help you usher yourself into it.
Me too. I appreciate you being here.
Well, I saw the votes on the Facebook group and I clearly was a front runner.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ed Drosty.
Big surprise.
Huge surprise.
I bet you're shocked.
In a huge twist.
I know, it's a twist.
Yeah. So I've had to do a lot of figuring out of what I'm exactly going to do, which instead of actually sitting down to figure anything out, I just went to the Gorge and went to a Grateful Dead show, tripped a lot of acid.
Oh, you did acid? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did.
Love
surprise
that for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was that when you were staring at the lizard?
No, that was after the lizard.
No, lizard first, then acid.
Lizard first, then acid for the show.
Cool.
So then I was like, I definitely felt like a moment of it's all going to be okay. And then I felt another moment of a voice saying, it's time to level up, Shane Halls. And then that was exciting.
In regards to the podcast.
Just in regards to life in general. But I took it to mean it's like an umbrella level up. And this podcast is just
getting started.
Yeah. It actually, what you heard was the preview for what's actually to come.
You heard was literally level 1.1 in Super Mario Brothers. And now you're in level 1.2. You're in the dungeon area or the water world.
You're in the water world.
You're ready for to get to new areas where different backgrounds, different landscapes.
Yeah. Bosses.
Yeah.
Are there bosses at the end of every...
Oh, I thought you meant bosses in life and I was like, what?
No. I meant bosses at the end of every...
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's always Bowser, but
it's always with Bowser.
For the OG one, but for different Marios. I mean, we can just talk about Marios. It's been a lot. He's been around for 20 years, you know, a lot more. So, you know, there's been a lot of people he's had to face off with, but it's usually Bowser.
Yeah. And it's Bowser at the end of every single level or at the end of the last.
He's always at the end of every game, but in the original one, he's at the end of every level. Actually, no, maybe there were weird turtles and shit. I can't remember.
It's been a really long time.
But I'm just excited for you to face new landscapes, turtles. And bosses to beat.
Yeah.
Because you're a boss-beaten kind of lady.
Life is a challenge, and this is a test from the universe. And I'm dead set on passing it. So here we are.
We're all being tested right now.
We're all being tested. You have a theory that it's in this time of Trump, everyone's going through a test.
I feel like it is because I've just never had so many people around me in crisis, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just I don't understand. It just feels what is the common denominator? And I'm it's been ever since January 2017.
Just blame Trump.
Well, I mean, that works for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm also it is highly stressful every day to wake up and face reality.
Yeah.
And that's just if you're totally fine and weren't even born with any issues.
Yeah.
So imagine if you're me, or anyone out there who has depression and anxiety, then add that daily stress and, you've got a mixture for a lot of fun. A lot of different bosses.
A lot of different bosses out there.
I'm not sure if I love all those different ending bosses, but...
No, but it's it is a Bowser where it's the same boss pretty much always, but then you have to just beat it, but then it comes back at the next level.
Yeah.
And is death the final level that you've like beaten the boss?
I think you get to live when you beat the boss, but the boss dies, but then of course is resurrected again in a new game.
Yeah.
So Bowser always lives on.
Yeah.
Which means we're just stuck with Trump forever.
It's always gonna be, there's always gonna be a boss.
And the princess is just literally everyone that can't handle this administration. Just stuck behind Bowser, like screaming with terror.
I would venture to say almost that the princess is like a lot of people on the left that can't really like
organize.
It's like, but they can't organize. They have no plan really. It's just like screaming into the abyss and being like, help me, please, Mario, please.
They're organizing.
They're organizing slowly but surely.
The recent victory in New York was big. Of that super leftist, amazing 20-year-old woman named Alexandria.
Yeah.
That was, I think that's her first name. Forgive me if I'm wrong. That was chic and exciting.
Yeah. That was a babe moment.
That was
a babe exclamation. A
huge exclamation.
That was good. And that seems organizational, which I love.
It was. She showed her shoes that she like walked around the streets. She hoofed, door to door.
She hoofed it, knocked on doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. But ultimate, but the left has been a bit of a Princess Peach.
Yeah. I mean,
the right is just like the lava pit.
The right is in. Bowser and Love just screaming and angry and just destroying everything. Just like throwing, like literally there's in Lane. Mario, there's those missiles that you have to like hop on, mm-hmm. but they're just like constant missiles being thrown at you that you have to dodge.
And
that's the right.
And Koopa Troopas.
Oh, the right is everything that's just a difficult journey to get past.
Yeah.
That can kill you.
That
you
can kill you.
One
you
small make joystick move the wrong direction.
Yeah. And then
love that. Thanks, right?
And then we are all Marios and Luigis that are fighting and just trying to like help each other out but in the journey.
We're also like helpless princesses too,
in a way. I mean, I identify as more of like a Mario.
I identify as a Luigi. So
I love that.
Right back at you.
This is a Mario and Luigi.
That's the name of the new podcast.
Welcome to Mario and Luigi's
Babe. A babe.
A welcome to the Mario babe.
That's rude to Italian Americans.
I know. Well, I think that Mario is kind of rude to Italian Americans and Luigi.
Well, I bet a lot of them bought it.
They're just like plumbers on a journey.
Do you know what's really crazy, which is a side tangent?
What?
My friend married an Australian and moved to Australia, and their children randomly have a day at school called Italian Day where they dress up with mustaches and basically look like Mario and Luigi. And I was like, is this like okay? Like, I don't even know if that's, is that like a babe? Or is it like cute and lol? Like, are Italians persecuted right now?
I think that that's a babe because I'm sure someone would get fired up and very pissed about that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Someone even like, she doesn't have a lot of followers because she keeps her shit on lockdown because of children, which I respect.
Yeah.
But there was someone that was like, this feels problematic.
I would say Italian Day, where you're encouraged to dress up in like
literal mustaches.
Like mustaches and like chef hats?
They weren't in chef hats, but it was like
just a mustache.
They actually, more than Mario Luigi, they just look like waiters. They have like suspenders. And they're like 8 and 6, and they just have like red suspenders and mustaches and like a bow tie.
So are they just, but like the mustache is the key Italian feature?
Yes.
Do boys and girls wear a mustache?
I don't know that part because she has two boys and I didn't dig deeper.
I need to know more about
Italian Day in Australia. I'm sure you have some big listeners in Australia.
Yeah, I have Australian readers and I need a confirmation.
Excuse me, readers. I'm new.
It's okay. You're forgiven. I need a confirmation from the Australian readers on Italian Day in Australia and like what it's all about.
I can
see like why they would be into that because I don't think that there's like a huge Italian presence in Australia.
I don't even know the demographic of Italian
Australians.
I don't know the demographic.
Yeah, but I would think that
they probably are all like
Italian
look,
Day
it's
to
like
just mustaches. I think is harmless, but also
like it's
a little bit.
I wonder what the girls look like. I really do.
Yeah. I need way more info about
I'll try to dig deeper and find out more.
Okay, find out more.
But I was just like, huh. I was like, does New Zealand have it too?
Does it?
I don't know. I want to know.
Do they talk? Are they encouraged? Do they make like pasta? I need a, you don't.
If I were like to guess, if I were to guess, I bet they're all like, oh my god, like little kids, and like everyone's like, it's shaped like a boot, and eat pizza. Probably not pasta because that's a little messy for schools. They probably just eat
but
pizza,
spaghetti and meatballs.
Maybe yeah, but it's still like a little like 8 year olds. Like, yeah, that's like a lot they messier make, like, than a piece of pizza.
Personal pizzas.
I don't even know if they make it. They probably just order it and then like just like loll around, and then they're just like. And in Italy, they speak Italian, and they like teach them the word ciao, and then it's like day over.
That seems like pretty cute.
It's cute for sure. They looked really cute.
Ugh, God, I love that.
But also, I was like, I don't understand this because we never had that.
Did you have days at your school like where you had to dress up as stuff?
No, but we did have. Well, I went to like a small private school in Boston because my mom was the music teacher there. So I got a free ride, which soothed, I guess. Although being at a school for it was from pre-K to ninth grade.
Wow.
They just wanted to like chip into 1 year of high school with the same 38 or 35 to 40 people for that entire time.
Yeah.
Is actually truly maddening.
That's what I did.
Because you literally are just like someone like fake goes out and like holds hands and like maybe kisses in like fourth grade. And then it's like in seventh grade, you're like, we're still exes. It's like totally absurd. Everyone's in everyone's business.
Yeah.
In such an obscene way.
But it's like a little family.
Yeah, but a family that you're just like, I need to get out. Like, yeah. You're just like, please, can we have more people? Please. Like, when a new kid comes, they're either shunned or embraced. It's got to be hard.
Yeah, it would be really hard to be like a new kid transitioning.
Wait, I actually have. Wait, for I wanted to just say quickly that that school had themes for every year. So, like, third grade was all like oceanography. So it was just like, you learn about like the ocean. Fourth grade was all Greek mythology. Fifth grade was Egypt and like ancient Egypt. Sixth grade was randomly just the continent of Africa, which is kind of vague.
And then in seventh, all encompassing.
Yeah, all encompassing. Yeah. And then seventh grade is when they crack the whip and start making like giving you grades and like give you real homework and stuff.
Okay.
But I left for sixth grade and was thrown into an even smaller school in Colorado with only 8 people.
In Colorado?
Because my mom and dad moved there for 1 year.
Oh, wow. That's what the song's about. I didn't know that. And I'm learning a lot of things.
Fully traumatized by it.
You hated Colorado. It's a bro-y place.
Well,
where in Colorado?
Snowmass. We lived in a really small condo.
That's a truly random journey.
It was.
Why did they move there?
Because my dad's family had like legal business to take care of there. Okay. I don't want to go into the details.
That's fine. Keep it vague.
I'm going to keep it real vague.
Keep it really mysterious. I love. But mysterious I will say, Colorado
every Wednesday,
journey.
They took off half the day of school to go skiing, which sounds super chic. Except that all of those kids were raised on the slopes. So like, I was in sixth grade, and then they were like, "Sorry, you have to ski with like the second graders."
Ooh, I hate that.
Which was literally made me cry.
Yeah, that would be hard for a sixth grader to get put in
the
second.
Because they're just like, you're not ready, and everyone's like, bye. Like,
they're like, I've been skiing with the babies.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And then like finally, as people were like kind of nice to me, then they were like, we're moving back.
Great.
So I missed Africa year.
Yeah. Fuck. You're like, so I don't know anything about Africa. Sad.
Just learned about it a week ago.
I went to a very similar school that was like pre-K. I went there from pre-K to sophomore year with the same like 40 or 50 kids in my grade. But we had like in middle school, we had like medieval day.
Ooh.
But they would base all these days, like who you had to be and like dress up as on your grades. And you're like, So they would be like people that were making like 4.0, like GPAs got to be like the king and the queen.
Oh my
and then
God, that is
they'd
so.
Do like the queen's court and then like go lower and lower. And then everyone else, like after a certain level, was just
peasant?
Like peasant. So they're like, as a peasant, you're supposed to wear like a burlap bag. And you don't get to eat like on the high level. You don't get to eat the yummy food. You have to eat like food with your hands or like just dirty peasant food. So I was like, I had been watching
that is
like
horrible.
It's horrible. And I'd been watching years and years of like people, like girls going to medieval day and wearing like really cool like handmade costumes.
What
of like
year was, what grade was this?
This was sixth grade.
Oh, old enough just to get clicky and rude.
I know. And so like I'd been watching girls for years like in these like cool, like I didn't want to be a queen, I just wanted to be like in her court because like
right.
I didn't like want to
jester
have to,
or something fun.
Not a jester. Oh. But like one of the like queen's maids or whatever the fuck you call them. And I had like a whole design that I wanted to wear, and then they told me that I was gonna be a peasant. I was like, no. I was like, okay, cool. And then my mom and I just bought all this fabric, and I made like a queen's court dress and just wore it anyway.
They didn't stop you?
No, but everyone was like, you're, why are you wearing this? Like, you're supposed to be a peasant.
And I do they like post everyone's position in the public place,
announce it aloud to the whole grade?
That is actually really horrible, especially for the people with learning disabilities. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. But I was just like, I'm not wearing like a burlap sack and Birkenstocks. Like, that's just a no for me.
Birks
I'm
gonna wear
my
cheap.
I was like, I'm gonna wear my Doc Martin sandals and this like dress with a cross on it that I made on a sewing machine.
I love that. We had something similar to that called Hunger Day, which was supposed to it's not Hunger Games.
Already sounds like no.
Well,
did they just starve you out?
Kind of. Well, it was to teach you about world hunger, and it was randomized. So there was no like you deserve one thing. It was just like you reach into a bag, and if you got a blue chip, you're like first world. Mm-hmm. If you got like, I don't remember the exact color, but like a red chip, you're second world. And if you got like a yellow chip, you're third world. But like they did it statistically for the entire population of the world. So like only like, and the whole school did it. And it was like only like, I don't know, 20 people got to eat like sandwiches. And then like you get rice and beans if you're second world, and then just rice with nothing if you're third.
Wow.
Left a lesson for me.
Yeah, that's a good lesson.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at that one because it wasn't like being like, you deserve this for your
No, it's just like, this is how report. It is. This is how the world is. Deal with it. Rice.
It's a troll on rice.
It's a troll on rice. I also, we also had like a state, we had like a America Day or state day where everyone had to choose
Oklahoma.
A state. Yeah. And I chose Colorado.
Oh.
Because I really
bring
liked
it back.
It. Yeah. To bring it back. And I did my presentation like all about Colorado.
You're like, the mountains are amazing.
I was like, it's like mountains and like the flag with the sea. And that's all I really knew.
And then that,
and like lots of facts written on like a whiteboard.
No
about
wonder
Colorado.
You were a peasant. You have two facts: flag with a sea, mountains.
A chic peasant, though. A flirty, chic, fashionable peasant.
I believe it.
Same to this day. Not much has changed.
You're a peasant, though, that gets gifted glorious wishlist things.
Yeah. Oh, God, the wish list has really saved my life. After Ryan announced his departure, I went on. You saw, I went on and announced that I needed. Well, someone just sent me a wish list.
It was a time of need for you.
It was a time of need. And then I went out of town for this weekend to go to that Dead show at the Gorge, and then came back to 7 boxes of wish list items.
I love that.
And the greatest part was that I haven't updated the wish list in a long time, so it's kind of been picked over. And like back when I was like really on top of my wish list game, I would be constantly refreshing things to the top so they'd like show up first, and like I'd really be like hoping that I get certain things.
You were on your queen's court game with the wish list.
It was. And then
you let it fall down to peasant status.
This time I let it fall down to peasant status, and it was just like, I got a variety. That's almost better because then I just get a true variety of random things.
That you love.
Though. That I love and that I really wanted. Yeah. But like, I had no idea. Like, I had no idea what to expect.
And frankly, I know Laura and I've known her for like 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And this wish list has been really nurturing to her this year.
It really has, because I truly did go into my birthday, and I think the readers know this, but I'll say it again. I went into my birthday like truly not knowing what I wanted to do and just feeling kind of like blasé and whatever about the whole thing. And the wish list has really just shown me a lot of love and support that I didn't, that I kind of knew was there, but it really, it brought it home. Nothing brings it home like a gift.
Also, you've realized that you're a compelling unboxer.
People really love it. Yeah, people are really responding positively to my unboxing wishlist items on
Instagram. People I never thought were watching and were just like, I live for when Lara unboxes.
I know, it was a real twist. Because I started to, like, there was some wishlist stuff that I didn't, because after I hit, like, 30 items or 20 items, I was like, I gotta stop, because people are probably getting annoyed. Like, I'd get annoyed with someone who was unboxing.
I'm not annoyed, but people clearly aren't. People have
reached out and said they love the wishlist, they want more wishlist stuff. So it's working. It's everyone wins when a wish list gets involved.
I feel like I win when you get a Goop crystal water bottle.
Yeah, you do.
Like, I'm excited to, I've never understood the concept of unboxing and that there's like 6-year-olds that get paid millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But now I get it after watching you. It makes sense to me, although you could, like, be a little slower.
Okay. And, like, you like it long and drawn
out. A little
out.
Bit, like, I wonder what this shape will be. We get a little bit of that, but, I mean, the format is, you know, you have to keep it in clips.
So. Okay, I'll try some new attempts at unboxing, because I'm still new.
If that's not incentive to send her a gift, I don't know what is.
Yeah, because I truly don't understand unboxing. Like, I would never watch that video.
Why don't you try a little ASMR too and like create noises, like soft soothing noises of like the cardboard slowly being undone,
like I feel like I need someone else to film it while I do.
You do
it.
Because your one hand journey
it's
is hard.
The one hand journey, so that's what was taking longer, but it sounds like a long one hand journey might be.
I will help
key.
You
okay
I will help you unbox
okay
and film it for you.
Oh, I love that. This is turning into a whole production.
Yeah.
This is
you
great.
Need someone to like let you really explore the gift.
Yeah. And like slowly reveal.
Yeah. And like you can choose to be like lol or sensitive or seductive. Like, you know.
Maybe
or...
I should start my Instagram TV channel that's just a channel.
That's a no for me.
IGTV is a no?
Every time I've tried to endure like a moment of them, like, ugh. It's like
I don't
someone's
understand.
Long,
I haven't tried to
long
watch
video
it.
Of like waves crashing, and I'm like, I don't need this.
No one needs.
Or
that.
Someone's just like obscenely long dialogue about something boring. I have not chanced upon a good IGTV.
My goal is to get a really good IGTV going. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I think it's like I could program a channel with lots of different, just like small acts.
I think you need an app.
I think I do need an app.
Where it's like, just like you just subscribe to your app and pay like a minimal fee and you get podcasts, you get unboxing, you get lol outtakes, you get poems. I don't know. Maybe you even get some deals.
You could get a deal. Oh, I love a deal.
And so do I.
I know you do. Do you have any deals off the top of your head right now?
If anyone sends me some wishlist items... Because I'm going through
wishes?
It too. I don't, but I can just have them add to yours and you can put like initials next to them or something.
That sounds like a... I think that everyone's wish list. I'm a super
should I make a wish list?
Of wish list journeys, but I'm not ready for anyone else's wish list to merge onto my wish list.
Okay, I don't need to merge mine with yours. Yeah. So I'll make a wish list and strictly for the readers.
Yeah.
But in return, I'm going to provide deals.
So what's the deal?
I have to figure out like a price point, but like a poem I might give or like a handwritten or maybe just like 20 seconds of me like singing something random over a piano or like
a
happy
dedicated
birthday.
Song.
Yeah, a dedicated song where I just sing someone's name for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Or a cameo type thing.
I think you should get on Cameo regardless.
I mean, it does sound appealing and kind of lol and fun, but at the same time, I'm worried that it just reeks of desperation unless your readers truly get that you're a loller. And I don't know that if I were to advertise that people would really understand that I'm lolling about it.
I think as long as you know that you're lolling on Cameo, it doesn't really matter what other people think.
It kind like, of I does if like... it like spreads within like the Twittersphere that it's like, this is a sad move for this indie artist to do.
But I don't think that people would think of that with you. Like, I feel like they think of that with Nikki Blonsky because she literally spends most of her time on Instagram stories being like, please book me on Cameo. Please, only today. When it just get your Cameo. Like, is always hawking it. And it's like, it. She makes it pretty clear that she's like living off of $20 cameos, which no shade to her. Like, the I respect any and all hustles of like getting money or like crowdfunding online. But there's a way to do it chicly and there's a way to do it bleakly. And I feel like Nikki Blonsky's taking the bleak route. Wait,
as a deal to you, would you help me make a wish list?
Yeah, I'll help you make a wish list.
I'm just going to do babe for you whenever you want.
Oh, cool. That's a deal.
It's a pretty good deal.
That's a deal.
I'm not asking for a cut.
That's a deal that I'll take.
This is gratis.
Well, not really. You're getting...
Well, I get you to...
Is it give and take?
No, you loll with me while we pick a few items.
Yeah, and then...
And then that's my payment. It's just that I get to spend that quality time with you.
Yeah, and you're a babe on call.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think...
I guess I just decide arbitrarily what to respond with. But I don't know how to get the information from people. Create a Gmail account?
I don't know. That's
where it's like,
hard...
I sent you, but then people can be like, I sent you this, but then lie.
Yeah, that's been a hard part of the wish list is like, some people only... respond with like their first names, and unless I like know them from Instagram messages or something or know them from life, then it's like just kind of a crapshoot. But maybe if you like sign,
if you include in your can you include an email?
Yeah,
they can. You include an email address
you could email them
in my wish list, then I'll be able to contact you with the deal back. True. And if you don't like it, we can have a negotiation and I'm fine with that.
Oh my God, love.
But I might put my foot down at some point because we all have boundaries.
That's
true. And, you know, I'm going through a lot and, you know, I have to self-preservation.
Mm-hmm. Radical self-care.
Radical self-care. I'm just taking a cue from you. And frankly, I'd be shocked if I received even a single item. But if I'm going to make a deal, why not make it with that?
Yeah, that's a good deal to make.
My last deals were just giving things to the cast of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, when no one took you up
which
on
no one took it. So now
deals.
It's like...
So now it's real.
I should get a little bit of something to get back.
No, it'll be good. And yeah, if anyone... continues down a wishlist train for me.
You're like, wait, this wishlist journey that you're trying right now
I'm
is
like,
distracting
somehow
from
this
mine.
Wishlist got away from me and I'm trying to like
this will be edited out.
Put your first and last name or your Instagram handle or some sort of identifying factor so that I can reach out.
Oh, and you're like, now giving deals back too?
Well, no, I just want to be able to reach out because I send thank you notes from Amazon, like from
the
Amazon app.
Are you trying to one up my deals?
I'm just trying to say there's one person here whose wish list is more important than another person's wish list. You be the judge, not me. I don't know.
That's outrageous to me. That's like I'm being thrown under the wish list bus by Lara.
We'll see. I encourage everyone to go on a wish list journey.
No, try it out.
Yeah, try it.
See what
dip your toe in the water.
I know.
See what you think. I was just sharing on Instagram that I have a major boner, but I want to take it further than Instagram and just like put it out into the world that I have the hugest crush on David Rudolph, the defense attorney on Netflix.
Do you even know the name of the guy that's like accused of murder?
Michael Peterson.
I watched the original one. Like,
yeah, David Rudolph
a while ago.
The Staircase is like a Netflix show.
Not originally.
It's like a true crime documentary about this guy who like may or may not have murdered ladies by like pushing them down the staircase. And his defense attorney, David Rudolph, is like a fucking fox.
You were talking about that at lunch and I was just like, show me a picture. And then I was just like,
you didn't get it.
No.
Did it resonate?
I chose on your story 5150.
You chose...
You gave an option, and I was like, it's
I
not
gave
for
an
me.
Option to people on my Instagram. And it was like, it's a picture of him holding the blow poke, which is like my favorite thing that he does. And then I said, he's either hot, either you agree that he's hot, or you think that I need to be 5150. And you said 5150.
I mean, I don't really want you to be 5150, but you didn't give me another option.
That's true.
So it was just like, it was kind of a hot or not.
Yeah.
And I was just saying not via 5150.
I found out also that it's his birthday today.
What?
Yes.
We should give him a deal. Wait, how do we contact him? If
I
any reader out there knows how to contact, what's his name?
David Rudolph.
David Rudolph.
He's in North Carolina. I have some North Carolina readers.
If anyone can track down a way, is he still practicing?
Yeah.
Well, we can just email him.
Or I could like go to North Carolina, commit murder, and then hire him.
The kind of sounds like one of your old. That sounds like one of your old Cosmo sex tips.
That is a Cosmo sex tip.
If you haven't seen it, by the way, look up at Cosmo Sex Tips on Instagram, and it's a lot of lol journeys that Lara and sometimes I made with Lara back in the day.
Do you know what's weird though about that is what? That I can't get it back on my phone.
What do you mean?
Like I can't log in to, I can't add any more Instagram accounts to my phone. You're supposed to be able to have 5, but I've been capped off at 3 and like not allowed to like put anytime
capped
I even.
Capped at 3? Yeah. I've got 4.
I know that I'm like something happened. If anyone knows anyone at Instagram, I need Instagram to make me some deals.
You really do.
Because I have also my like car modeling Instagram account.
I know, but that one can like isn't a priority.
That's not a priority. Cosmo Sex Tips is a big priority for me.
Yeah, and it needs to be revived because truly it has provided me some of the biggest lols, so much so that I still to this day go back to it, read it to myself when I just want to lol.
Yeah, and it's snort a good one.
Uncontrollably.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
My favorite one is the Shamu one. So if everyone please go
Cosmo Sex Tips and read the Shamu tip.
And read the Coke one. What was that one called? Let It Snow.
Let It Snow.
I love that
one. A classic.
I mean, they're all great. But
they're all great, but those two really are standout journeys. Yeah. Yeah, but my sex tip for like getting with David Rudolph would be,
yeah, what would it be?
Go to North Carolina.
Wait, I have a really good idea.
What?
Find out where he practices.
Mm-hmm.
Send him a blow poke. Wrapped in the Amazon wrapping.
Yeah.
With a love letter from you.
Oh my God.
And
that's
say,
a great idea.
I'm a huge fan of you and you holding a blow poke, and I want to invite you on my podcast. See what
I would
says.
Love to have him on the podcast.
You never know. He might be a lol. You
he,
said he was
he
a lawler.
He is a lawler.
Well,
he's
then he'll
always
love it.
Lol. Like on the staircase, they're randomly always lolling.
Well, like, then he'll love this.
That's a time in my life when I would, true, if I was on trial for murder, I would not be lolling as much as they're all lolling on the staircase.
Also, they love to loll at gay people.
Love to loll at gay people. Every time someone brings up like bisexuality, it gets like uncomfortable. But in the courtroom, it turns into a lolgasm. Like no one can like keep the lols inside.
They're anti-bi and I'm pro all sexualities.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting journey, but maybe it is like I just need to get David on the podcast.
I think the best way to get his attention is probably by sending him like a chic blow poke.
Yeah.
You know, I think use a little bit of the Patreon money for that. Craft a really good note. You could even poll the people in Patreon, like which note is the most effective lol.
Mm-hmm.
And like ask, especially the people from North Carolina, like, is this work for North Carolina humor? Like, like, is this kind of like. Is this like regionally working for you?
For you, like people that live in North Carolina, please weigh in. Lol or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. I should probably, because I don't know about.
I'd say do like 3 drafts.
I feel like I have a pretty decent handle on the law levels of North Carolina, but I don't know.
You don't
I can't
really,
say with 100% certainty that I know
you're
anything.
Tapped into a 25 to 45 law, mm-hmm. but not a 70-year-old law.
No.
So they can literally be like, let me show my Nana or my grandpa. And then they can find out whether, like, Nana and Gramps lol.
Yeah, and not only if they lol at the note, but if they would read the note and then...
Be like, I want to go on
her podcast.
Be
like, I want to go on her podcast.
Or at least just, like, send a selfie or something.
Okay, so my big goal for, like, the next... I don't know, what should my goal be? In the next 2 months is to have David Rudolph...
I'll give you the summer.
Okay, the summer. By the end of August...
Oh, God, it's July. I forgot. That is 2 months. My bad. The end of Labor Day.
By Labor Day, I'm going to have booked David Rudolph as a guest on Babe.
Even if you have to do it over the phone?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I love a phone.
Or you never know. There's cheap flights to North Carolina.
I'd love to take Babe on the road and just go on like a travel journey and like go across America or the world and just talk to babes. I think that's the... Because here's the deal. I like researched...
What is the deal? We're dealing with so many deals. I want to know which. Lay it on me. What is the deal?
Here's the deal. David Rudolph is happily married to a woman named Sonia, and they have a daughter who's very beautiful, and she's young. And I don't have any, like, that's, like, where I draw the line. Like, I'm not here to, like, okay, ruin everyone's flash. Life.
Sonia could be your in. You're probably not going to get David Rudolph to, like, openly cheat on his wife with
I'm
you.
I'm not looking for that because I'm not looking for that kind of karma.
You don't want Sonia to know that part of your history, the boner.
Yeah.
That's going to be potentially a flag to not be on the podcast.
But maybe Sonia will loll and be like, you're right, my husband is hot. You wouldn't believe how many people have boners for him. And I can be like, look, I'm not trying to pose any threat.
The chances that one of your readers in North Carolina knows Sonia, in my opinion, is very high.
Okay. Sonia's also a babe as well. She was a journalist working on that case, on the trial, and reporting for it. And then she reported for it. Then she became a lawyer, worked at his office, and then married David. And now they have a beautiful young daughter.
I have a feeling, and I don't mean to drag this on, but I really think your readers in North Carolina are going to send out the feelers to their Facebook groups or Instagram and find a way to get in contact with that family.
Yeah.
So that you, all the way here in Los Angeles, can communicate with someone that's very important to you and loll with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
And
to
you
do.
Can also find out like whether the blowpoke, is that what it's called?
Blowpoke. I don't even know what that is, P.S.
It's like a thing to like stoke a fire with or something.
But do you blow it?
I don't know why the blow is involved. Are you sure it's called a blowpoke?
I'm like 99.9% sure it's a blowpoke.
Feels like a wood poke to me. Poking
it's
wood.
It's definitely a blowpoke. I think you blow through it. Mm-hmm. I think you can blow onto the fire through the blowpoke and then poke the fire.
Wait.
Like, if you just have a fireplace that's not like a gas burning
fire. That long metallic stick is just something to blow through? No, I don't think so.
I think so.
It pushes logs.
Yeah, but then it also blows the fire.
The stoking is that thing that's like, well, that's really old fashioned.
That's old fashioned. You know, we're talking about newfangled fire.
Well, call
tools.
Me. I'm a traditionalist. What was it earlier that I discovered was the conservative side of me? Oh, brewing.
Oh, yeah. We could talk about that.
Yeah, we should.
But let me just solidify my blowpoke theory, which is that I think that the blow is you blow through it and then you poke with it.
I guess that makes sense. And I feel like you're probably right. Just feels weird to me that it's like that. But
the funny thing is that I could Google it, but I'm choosing actively not to.
Someone's going to tell you.
Someone will tell me.
But I just really like, please, North Carolina readers. And like also South Carolina because it's adjacent.
Yeah.
And like
anyone
Frank,
in
part?
The general area, like it's like the
Virginia.
South. Yeah, Virginia.
Like is he in what part of North Carolina is he in?
It's a good question.
We'll just call it Central. Is he in the like?
He's in the Carolinas. We'll just open it up to like a vague. He's in the Carolinas.
You never know. Someone in Atlanta might know too. Let's open it up to just like the South.
Yeah. If you're in the South and you know David Rudolph and you think and you know him well enough to know that he's a loller and would respond positively to an invitation to come on my podcast, Babe.
I think maybe we should just open up to America.
Yeah. Or the world.
Well, fuck it, the world. You never know if someone, because Germany plays a role in that show too.
I know. So if any German readers know him or have interacted with him, basically if you know David and can
spread the word about finding someone that knows David or his wife or his child.
Yeah. No, let's leave the child. She's a minor. I'm not like.
Oh, I thought she was an adult.
No, they have a young child, which is kind of a babe. So I thought they're both fairly older.
They only have one child and it's a minor.
I think they have a daughter together.
Oh, I thought when you said she was in the docuseries, I was like,
no, she's not in the docuseries. She's just on the Sonia's Instagram.
Oh, God. Jesus. You went a little far.
I went far, but someone sent it to me. I didn't seek it out.
Sonia's Instagram. You could just straight up DM Sonia. There's your answer.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need
true.
The world.
Maybe I don't need the world. Maybe the answer lies within me DMing Sonia.
But I like the readers because you never know about connections.
Yeah. And I have to keep it on the DL for at least the next 24 hours because I don't want Sonia to see me talking about her husband in like a derogatory way.
Yeah. And also I think this probably won't go live for a couple of days.
Yeah. So we'll be.
I think you'll be safe.
We'll be safe. Let's talk about.
Bruce.
I was trying to glaze over that because I don't necessarily want to talk about Bruce.
But I thought this was like a free zone.
It is a free zone.
I mean, you've talked about so many things on this podcast.
But I really draw the line at like a poop. No, I think that...
You've talked about so... Well, first of all, we should just say that me, you, and our friend...
Our friend Christine...
Have a text chain called Brosty's Brewery.
Well, we have to take it way... We have to take it way back even further to like... How we came up with the term brewing for pooping.
Come on. Let them know the deal.
We went to Joshua Tree.
Did we brew there that hard, though?
We went to Joshua Tree, and then you were really hungover, and then Christine and I kidnapped you you to the Salton Sea.
Which was such a troll.
Which was a pretty big troll, but also a lol. And then when we were, then
they
we had
literally
to stay.
Kidnapped me. I just want to just say, I had a night where I like was like mollied out and listening to that first song on the Rihanna Anti album with SZA for literally 8 hours, like staring at the sky. They thought I was dead.
We all went out to dinner at this like saloon in Joshua Tree and like had some margs and some nachos and then went back to like the Airbnb. And Christine and I were like, we're tired. Like, we want to watch like The Intern with Robert De Niro and like, relax. And then Ed was like, just like popped to Molly and like took some shrooms and was like, I'm going on a journey. And we were like, okay.
Well, you had done it the night before.
We had done it the night before, but it was not, it was like, this night was going to just be like a chillax.
The come down. It was like, yeah. Like 2 nights in a row.
You were not in like a chill mood. We decided to just like have like a chillax night, but then Ed was like not on that same tip.
The intern is a null for me.
You were just like weren't into chilling. You were like wanting to turn up. So then you popped some mollies and then
solo.
And I was like, I'm tapped out of this. And then we tried to like watch The Intern, but it like wasn't happening. So then we just like went to bed. And I wake up at like 4 a.m. to like the sounds of like pounding bass coming from outside the house. Mm-hmm. So I was like, and I knew that you had really been into that Rihanna song. And then I started to recognize the bass as that song. Yeah. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, maybe he's just having like a solo car listen moment. And like, hopefully it'll stop soon. And then I just laid there for like an hour. And then it was never stopping. It was the same song over and over. And I was like, okay, well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Either Ed's like really vibing out in the car.
That's what I was doing.
To this song, or he's like fully OD'd and just like dead in the car with this song on loop. And I was like, either way, like... So I just kept putting off like having to go out there and see because I truly was like, I don't want to like have to deal with like dead Ed. It was you at a pretty peak babe moment. Then I went outside and I see you just like in the front seat, just like dancing around and like your seat's fully reclined. You're just staring
writhing
through the skylight, just writhing and like texting internationally.
I was communicating with whoever was awake.
Yeah, because no one in America was awake anymore, so you'd had to take things to Europe.
Yeah. It was a great night.
It was a great night for you. And then...
Then you guys
then Christine
made a weird executive decision to hide...
Well, then Christine
me.
Came out, and we all lolled and, like, watched the sunrise. And then you finally, like... passed out around like 9 a.m. and then we all slept for a little bit. And then Christine and I was like, he's gonna be really fragile when he wakes up. Like, let's, oh my God, that bird ruining lives.
Let's kidnap him
and we'll drive his car to the Salton Sea, which is a place I've always wanted to go and been intrigued by ever since I saw the movie starring Val Kilmer,
which is, by the way, readers,
not a great movie.
It's really, really dark there.
Yeah, it's really gross there. And like,
I was in flip flops and there was thousands of fish skeletons.
Yeah, the Salton Sea is just like an abandoned lake, like man-made lake, I think, in California that like is now like rotting and like creating like allergy problems for people.
No, asthma problems, like major respiratory problems.
Yeah, it's like a no, it's a no-go zone now. So we got in when right under...
I think it was pretty bad then too.
Yeah.
But we were passing through.
But we were passing through and then...
And then we brewed.
And then we couldn't find any places to stay. So then we had to stay in Borrego Springs.
Which is surprisingly close to the Mexican border.
Yeah. So anyways, this is like a long... This is a story I realize has gotten slightly long-winded, but we're getting to the brew zone. Yeah. So
Salton Sea was scary.
Salton Sea was scary and like very methy and trailery, which I personally loved. And there was a beautiful sunset.
It was a beautiful sunset.
Then we stayed the night in Borrego Springs, ate a surf and turf because we were there for Valentine's Day.
A meal that took There's 4 hours.
Nothing like a very like inland surf and turf moment. And then we left the next morning and on the way back, we stopped at like a strip mall to get coffees and I got like a cinnamon roll. And then I had... Oh my God,
you got more than a cinnamon
roll. I got a cinnamon roll and like a cheese roll.
And ate them...
Ate them both.
And they were literally... I'm not trying to
shade. The size of your head.
They were the size of someone's head. Each one.
Yeah, well,
you ate them both.
When I get hungry, when I need to feed...
Post-surf and turf, you just need... You need two giant
The
head
only thing
rolls.
I needed was more food. Yeah. No, I was on vacation and I like to feed when I'm on vacation. Yeah. So then after drinking all that iced coffee and eating all that food, it was imperative that I shit. So I went into the bathroom to like do my thing and... And you texted me. You were being really rude.
This is not rude. You were taking forever.
Well, I can't. Sometimes you need to take a long time. You can't just be like, and then be gone. So I needed to have like a moment to just like chill and get a sense of my surroundings. I was in a strange town and like needed to relax so that I could push it out.
Toluca. I don't remember what it was.
It wasn't Toluca Lake. It was like somewhere far away. So Ed texted me. Pinch it off and let's go. And then I came out of the bathroom and Christine was like, what, like, did you go? And I was like, yeah, I had a cold brew. Or what did I say? Now I can't even remember.
You were like, I had like a shortened brew because you told me to pinch it off. And then we were lolling about it. And then.
And then, no. Oh, and then I was like, I need to use the restroom. I was like.
Extensively.
Pre-restroom, I was like, I need to use the restroom. I got a cold brew. I'm about to release a cold brew or something like that. And then we were laughing because it was like calling poop a brew,
which is true. It's always brewing in you.
And then when, like, if you brew in different cities, you like open microbreweries.
Yeah, exactly. Because anywhere in the world will give you a different kind of brew.
Yeah, you can have different brews at different times. So then we decided
it was a worthy discussion to have its own group chat.
Yeah. And so now we have a group chat specifically dedicated to any and all brew updates.
Especially difficult ones.
Right now, our other friend on the chain has been having severe diarrhea for two weeks.
Which honestly is much better than constipation.
But also that's like a deep cause for concern.
I was constipated once for 8 days in Thailand and it was all that sticky rice and it was really... really traumatizing.
Did you bloat up?
Everything was... I was cranky. I was stuck on a boat. And, like, everyone was like, stop. You're just like, stop talking about it. Like, get over it. And I was like, I have to just please get it out of me.
How do you get it out?
I literally took, like, 1,000 laxatives.
And then it...
Then nothing happened. Then I took 2,000. And then finally I had, like, a 4-hour, like, spiritual experience. Where it went through so many phases. It was like Dante's Inferno. It was like all the layers of hell. It was every type of brew you could imagine, like soft serve, liquid, like rock hard, like stretchers. Like it was honestly a truly like profound but painfully horrifying experience, like on a non-air conditioned, like small, like rocking back and forth boat bathroom.
Whoa, that is a journey.
It was really not fun, but I learned my lesson. always
you
carry.
Opened up a flagship brewery in Thailand on a boat.
I just now I'm just like never travel without a laxative.
The last time I took laxatives, it didn't go well for me, so I just stopped.
It often doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Like,
but for me, I have a strong constitution, as you can tell.
I was dating this guy, and we'd been dating for like a month, and we decided, like, when we started dating, I was like, I want to wait to like sleep together, and like, say I want it to be like special and meaningful, blah blah blah, and he was like, okay, like for your birthday, let's go down to San Diego for the weekend. And that's like where we'll consummate our relationship. And I was like, okay, perfect. Like, love that plan. So leading up to San Diego, like I've since like gotten way less precious about like brewing, but like this was pre-brew, I think. Or no,
brewing
it wasn't.
In front of
this
a new love is difficult.
Yeah.
Or just having them know that you're brewing.
Yeah, I just, like, didn't want him to know. Like, I don't want to, like, fuck for the... I don't want to associate us fucking for the first time with, like, that huge shit Lara took. Like, it's just, like, not for me.
It's not for a lot of people.
Not how I want to be remembered.
Yeah.
So,
the things
I was
people
like,
do to hide a brew.
Yeah, I mean, when you're first dating, like, you can't. And so...
You get frantic.
I was like, okay, I'll pop a couple laxies the night before we leave, and then I'll just, like, have a brew blowout, like, pre-trip. And this was the plan, except...
It's actually a pretty good plan.
It's a great plan. But then... They didn't.
Did you choose like extended release tablets or something?
No, it was like you take them and then you go to sleep and then in the morning you wake up and just like blow out and then you're all clear. So I woke up.
You didn't know about suppositories, did you?
No, I mean, I'm new to the game.
That's only 20 minutes and then you're ready to go.
Wow. Okay. Well, good to know. I love that.
Just want to let the readers know.
So I woke up and like was getting ready and like nothing was happening. And so then I was like, okay, like when any day now, like any second now.
Did you
get like
a big coffee?
No. So then I waited around for a long time for it to happen. And then I was like late getting over to his house. And then I finally got there and I was like, there's no, like no brew has gone down. And now it's like just a countdown to a blowout. And so we get on the road. And he's like, let's get something to eat. And I was like, okay. And he's like, let's get In-N-Out. And I was like, okay. And so I just like went ham at In-N-Out. I ate like a burger, like animal style fries and like a milkshake. Because I was just hungry.
Yeah, why not?
But then I was like, now I'm really setting myself up for some trouble.
You were living on the edge.
I was
clearly.
Living on the edge. So then we like get back on the road and we had
animal
to like
style.
We had to go first to like this basketball game that he was like writing about. So
sounds like my nightmare know, trip, by the way. Like San Diego plus basketball.
I know it was like
not, sorry, San Diegans.
No,
but.
It's fine. So we are like on the road and he like picks a fight about something. Like my birthday was coming up, and so he's like
fun.
He like was getting mad at me because like I had done ketamine before or something. He was like mad. He was mad that I had done ketamine and that I was like planning on doing Molly on my birthday. And I
was he like Mormon or something?
No, he was just like peeved about it. Like he had a chip on his shoulder. He was like thought it was like the worst thing that you could possibly do was like ketamine. I was like, babe, trust it's not. But I was like, what I've seen, it's definitely not. But so he was like fighting with me about it, but that when he started this fight in the car was when my brew clock started ticking. And so
God,
I was
the clock
literally
is scary.
The clock is scary. And I was literally like having moments where I was like, oh my God, like when you know, when your body goes into full cold sweat and you're like, I'm going to shit my pants like in this car, like your stomach rumbles and like things churn.
And then it becomes
and
a
you're
count,
just like,
the craziest
oh
countdown of your life.
And so then you like stave it off. You like clench and just like clench your whole body. And then like it goes away and you're like, whew, I bought myself like 5 more minutes.
That's all you get.
It's like contractions.
You never get more.
It's like a baby.
Not that we know, but. That's what I imagine.
It is. And so then, like, and finally I was like,
the final wave finally comes.
I was like, do you think you could pull over maybe? Like, I really need to pee. And he was like, can you just, like, hold it, please? Like, we're running late. Like, we're going to be, like, this game. Like, please. And I didn't want to be like, I'm going to shit myself if you don't pull over. Like, please. And so he was like, no. And so I was like, okay. So I just like continued to hold.
Honestly, the Brutus wasn't saying anything, like, no.
Yeah. It was a no. So then
you
I
can't
just,
be.
So I held, and then we like get to this gym, this like high school gymnasium where this basketball.
Wasn't even like a pro basketball.
No, it was like a high school basketball game tournament. So we get to the gym, and he like parks the car, and I just like got out of the car and started like
the fast walk.
I fast walked, like power walk, but like they do in Olympics where you just like you're just wiggling.
Also,
but, like,
the, when you know it's the toilet's in your horizon is the hardest moment of all.
The hardest moment of all.
Because suddenly it's like your butthole. It's like it's coming, but then you're like worried, like just even a drop's gonna come out, and you're just like, oh fuck.
No, because if you release and it's not if like
you can't
one
even
drop,
release a second.
No, because it will be a brood out.
No, once it's gone.
Yeah. So I was like fully and
you,
just like
even when
walking.
You see the toilet, the 3 seconds.
Yeah.
That can also be like I've had moments where it's just like pull him down. Yeah.
I was like, sorry, I just am rushing in. Like, I really have to pee, like, so bad. And I remember him being like, can you wait? Like, just, like, kind of being still rude. And I was like, no, it's just, like,
so cool.
It's, like, just a desperate moment. Like, I really have to pee. You don't understand. So then I, like, go find the bathroom in this, like, gymnasium. That thankfully, it was, like, a loud, like, public basketball, like, tournament with, like, lots of people in and out of the bathroom. So I could just, like, fully release and like not be like causing a scene. And I was in there for probably like 15 minutes and like I got out like
with a sense of relief.
Sense of relief, but I was also like covered in a sheen of sweat. Like I was truly
you were
like,
shaken.
I was shaken by this entire laxative journey and like also like not in the mood to fuck later that day.
It totally sucked the fuck.
Yeah, it sucked my fuck energy right out of me. And then he's like, where were you just now? And I was like, oh, I was just in the bathroom. Like, there was, like, a really long line. And then we just, like, never spoke of it. But it was.
Did you fuck?
Later that day, yes. But it was not.
Were you just like, ugh.
It was not. I was not feeling very sexy after that.
But he was just like, yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like. This is not like the fuck fest of my dreams.
That sounds like a terrible weekend.
It was a bad weekend. And it's like that relationship didn't work out.
I would imagine. But
the writing was on the wall.
Can I pee? No.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
No, can you just hold it? I was like.
And don't do ketamine.
I was like, trust me, nothing's making me want to rail like two fat lines of K more than you like not letting me. Go take a shit. Saying no to my pee journey. Well, that really took a turn into unexpected territory, but I'm not mad at it.
No, I think it's important ground to cover because guess what?
And
we've
now,
all been there.
We've all been there.
And if you deny it,
you're a liar.
You're a liar. And I don't even want to talk to you.
And everyone brews, but it is like, the first part of a relationship, I'd just rather go like the first 3 months with like,
yeah.
I don't personally.
Discreet brewing.
Discreet.
I'm with you.
I don't want to know like when my like new love has like.
I still don't really want to know. And it's not that much fun to walk into the bathroom and smell your partner's brew.
It's nice like if they light a match or open a window or like I have Palo Santo now in my bathroom that I encourage everyone.
It's never fun.
No, it's never fun.
But you get used to it. You can just be like, well, that's life.
Because if you live together, I mean, I know some couples that are like fully transparent about taking a shit.
That will never be me.
That probably won't be
me. My parents used to shit with the door open. They didn't even have a bathroom door. That's how open they were. And like they'd
leave in their master bedroom?
Yeah.
Or just like in the rest of the house?
The master bedroom. Had no door to the bathroom.
That's my nightmare.
And so they'd shit, pee in front of each other and like also leave the door open and like we'd like wander in sometimes and you just like see their knees poking out. And they would just be like, what? They're total former hippies, but like too much for me.
Yeah, that's a little too hippy dippy for me too. Yeah.
My brother and I like would lock the door when we went.
Yeah, I still lock the door.
I don't lock the door here.
No.
Because I feel like a knock is just sort of obvious.
Yeah. It's your house.
Yeah.
But like this past weekend when I was camping at the Gorge, my body went into brew shutdown. There was nothing.
Can I tell you a brew story about camping before we change subjects?
Only if it's one that involves a hike.
It involved, I have two Bruce stories. I don't know if I want to tell the second one. It's too fresh.
Fine.
It's too fresh. But when I was in sixth grade,
traumatic Bruce. Wait,
this circles back. This circles back to my year in Colorado. The year in Colorado, the year I missed the Africa year in Boston. When I was in Colorado, the class trip was to the Arches National Park in Utah to camp. But then they were like, every day you like had to like go on like a walkabout kind of vibe by yourself and like basically journal, which is like cool, like that's whatever.
Fine. Annoying, but fine.
Yeah. And so I like just, you know, especially when you're at that age, you just like really don't plan brews. You just aren't thinking about like when's your next brew.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're like 12 or something.
No, it just like happens and you deal with it.
So I was really, really far like out, like, and I wandered and I was like sitting there and then I was like, oh my God, like the clock came and it's a barren desert of just rock and sand.
Yeah.
No leaves, nothing. And then panic totally hit. And like, I had to like, I then started scavenging for the smoothest rock I could find.
Like a flat disc of a rock?
More like just a smooth round one, because like a disc wouldn't... I didn't want to scrape, I wanted to...
The landscape of Arches is not conducive to a flat, smooth rock.
I found a smoothest rock.
Okay.
And that was all that I had. That was all that I had to clean myself. And I thought I had found like a really like chill location because it was like a very big park.
Uh-huh.
And I had like wandered for a while. But somehow someone had managed to like discover my brew and call me out on it.
They were like, it was you.
They must have seen that I'd gone to that region and like chanced upon my shit. And then like in front of a bunch of people, they're like, there was a nice gift you left that yesterday on your like journaling session. And I was like, what? And I was like, they're like, you know. And I was like, and they're like, what the hell did you even use? And I was like, a smooth rock.
That
it was a really
traumatic.
Hard year for me.
That is a sucky
skiing with second graders and having a smooth rock Arches National Park moment.
I hate that.
It wasn't fun. It stuck with me. Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. I love hearing, like, now I'll never think of that song Colorado the same way.
It's different. That's a little, that those lyrics are about.
Well, those lyrics aren't about brewing, but.
And those ones aren't about brewing now.
I'm sure I could find like some secret brew messages.
If you want.
Well,
I hope you got your fill.
Should we? Okay, wait. I want to do a call to arms for the readers and say, what's your brew journey?
Yeah.
Share.
You can be anonymous too.
They're always anonymous. Yeah. I don't put anyone on blast. I won't put you on brew blast.
Yeah, share us.
But I want to know, have any of the readers ever like shit their pants or had a crazy brew story? Like, let's normalize this.
I've never shit my pants. Yeah, there's no more stigma or shame.
But
I know a friend that has three shitting pants stories and he calls it the trilogy. And honestly, he doesn't live that far and I would kill for him to come tell a story, maybe in a future episode.
Maybe
just for like 15 minutes, because it's truly, truly one of the most unbelievable sagas.
Yeah.
Like it's, and I'm not going to spoil it because I think he would be a great just like 15, 20 minute like brew revisit.
Yeah. I have never shit my pants, thank God.
Me too, thank God.
But I've gotten really close.
Well, you've probably sharted.
I've sharted three times.
You sure it was three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember each time very clearly. And I was really unhappy when each time that it happened.
Well, gays have it really hard because, like, especially if you bottom, then you, like, come shart. And, like... And you're just like, oh, I just have to like let out a little like fart, and then it's like, oh shit, it's a cum shart. I mean, if the gays out there definitely know what I'm talking about, unless they immediately after sex, like,
just and shart,
and we'll go to the bathroom immediately. Yeah. Which I think a lot of people do, and like a lot of times I do, but sometimes you're just like tired, and you're like, you're like, that was fun. And
yeah.
Then you're just like, or you like wash off quickly and like forget about the fact that there's like cum in you.
Yeah, it's hard out there.
Don't women ever have like a residual cum like vagina journey?
Yeah.
That like drips out the next day or something?
Mm-hmm.
What do you
totally.
Call it?
I don't know. I've
like
never
a cum queef?
No, because a queef would assume that you're just going to let her rip, like a queef, and then the
so it's a slow drip more.
Yeah, I think it's just like you get up and go pee the next morning, and you're like, you wipe, and then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
There's some cum left over.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. There's not really somewhere. A name for that amongst females, but maybe if any
that's another call to readers.
Yeah, if any readers have a name for like or the leftover cum. Or can come up with a
good name. That's a great deal.
Yeah, that's a great
deal. We'll shout you out.
We'll shout you out if you can come up with a name for when you just let cum sit in you. And then
you queef it out. Or push it out.
This took a turn into territory that I don't know if the readers are going to love or they're going to hate, but I hope they love it.
If Ryan things can talk about now. His butthole all the time.
Yeah, there was a lot of loose asshole talk, so what's the big deal?
What's the big deal? It's like we're not actually, it's just poop. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Like if you have a really, really sensitive constitution, maybe you should just put before the episode, if you're triggered by poop talk. People aren't
triggered by poop talk.
I never am. If someone talks about a horror poop story at dinner, I can still keep eating.
Yeah, I love it.
I have no problems.
No qualms.
As long as I don't have to see it or smell it, I'm fine.
Yeah, no.
But a lol is a lol.
A lol is a lol. Okay, let's do reader mail. I love too, if you thought that reader mail was ending, it's not.
No.
It's still going. So here's what we're talking about. Lara, loving the Patreon access. If Ryan thinks Anne Hathaway is a babe, he deserves to be kicked straight off the podcast. No denying she's a, quote, good, quote, actress, but she's just such an eye roll. I forgot my cousin's birthday a few weeks ago. She is also a longtime reader of the pod. I submitted a request for Nikki Blonsky to make a cameo, $20, and she delivered less than 2 hours later. Still in that same dark room with a greasy ponytail. Bleak. Here it is. Anyways, have a beautiful summer.
This feels like a declarative reader mail.
This was. Some reader mail is just like a declaration of what they're going through. Let's see what Nikki had to say, though.
I should get a Nikki one. A lot of people I know have been doing it for Nikki lately.
Yeah, Nikki's been a big hit.
Jeffrey Self did it, and so did this other comedian that I follow in New York.
Hey, Ella, it's Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray. I wanted to wish you a belated 25th birthday, and so does your cousin and BFF. They feel really, really horrible about the forgetting to wish you a happy birthday, so they wanted me to do it. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ella. Have a beautiful summer.
Wow. I love that she included a sing in the birthday.
She's committed to her cameos.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Happy birthday, Ella.
Happy birthday, Ella. Wow, love this. Hi, Lara. Please enjoy this exchange between my brother and I. My messages are on the right. She says, lol, just remembering that video of the girl pretending to be Taylor bringing out her guests. Then her friend said, that girl is Lara. Then that person said, no. Then they said, yes. He said, how long have you known? I'm baffled. I've known since the beginning of Babe. I thought you knew. No, it's definitely a high schooler in my memory. Lara just has that youthful energy. Love. Clearly, I agree with your former classmate that you can play a teenager. Also, please enjoy that you're the first name only in our daily conversations. Live, laugh, love. That's sweet.
I love that I'm here for this because I filmed it.
You filmed Please Welcome to the Stage.
And it was fueled by my rage towards Taylor Swift.
Yes, you had a lot of rage towards Taylor Swift. But we turned that rage into a lol.
We sure did. And Simon was there, my boyfriend. And so was Christine. And we all came up with ideas, but your delivery was one of the biggest lol weekends of my life.
Yeah, that was when the lols broke through. And
I think we also had a post-Molly journey.
We were on a bit of a hangover fragile journey.
Do you guys know when you're hungover in the right way and you get to the giggle zone, not the wrong kind of hangover? A hangover where you hit a giggle zone where you can't stop.
You can't stop laughing and everything that everyone says is the most hysterical thing you've ever heard. And you're just in a lol zone.
We were tapped in for the remainder of the day.
It's a unique hangover space to be in.
We still talk about it when we're I'm in the lol hangover zone.
Yeah, but that was a truly epic moment, and I love that whoever thought I was a teenager I'll take it.
Yeah. And we also then proceeded to listen to it probably 300 times in the car ride home from Palm Springs.
We did. And then Ed sent it to every single person he knew.
Yeah. I sent it to my friend at Gawker and I was like, we got to get this out there. And then it worked.
Yeah. It was a great, success moment.
It was a good PR moment.
It was a great PR moment almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I need
another
hit.
A million views. We'll PR the babe.
We'll PR babe.
Although I'm not sure how much I want to advertise outside of the babe readers, my poop journeys, but it's cool.
Dear Lara and Ryan, but mostly Lara. I love babe truly, madly, and deeply, and thus have spread the gospel of Lara and Ryan to my best friend and cousin Danny and my husband, possibly the only hetero male listener, babe. Both are obsessed, but Danny is a beautiful, talented artist and decidedly not hetero. Not sure that this is relevant, but felt necessary to specify. Really took to the podcast like a butch to a coney dog.
Oh. Never heard that say.
Oh, like my dad.
Oh! Which- I thought this was like some sort of lesbian slang or something.
Same. I was like,
what?
I was like, A, I have a big problem with you calling them butches and like, reducing them to the just.
But then it could have been a butch gay guy.
I was
too.
Like, I guess lesbians do love coney dogs. I don't know. And then I was like, that's mean. But it's my dad, Butch, and his love of coney dogs.
It was a huge misunderstanding.
Continue. Needless to say, we've been lolling about our babe listening journey daily as Danny catches up with the episodes. Less than 1 week goes by before Danny sends me this. I know it's a screenshot of Ryan's announcement. We are shooketh, bone chilled, trolled, and completely bubbing out, not even babing out. As we try and unpack all our emotions during this time, both Danny and I shared some thoughts, discussed coping mechanisms, etc. Crystals, Xanax, Miraval, vape. They then felt compelled to recount your journey with a past podcast, which could be completely inaccurate to Danny, who's a true empath. And now I feel compelled to share that conversation with you. Screenshots below. Just know we are sticking with you on your babe journey, have already ordered the Lara style merch, and are sending all the love, light, and laws to you. XOXO. Love. And then it's a text chain of them just like really going through it.
Do you want to read the text chain?
We don't have to read the text chain because it goes down the road of like, past podcast drama, and this really is like not
looking
like,
forward.
This is looking forward, and truly it's like a non-drama situation. It's just like this part is over and we're moving on, you know.
Yeah,
but I feel you. It's an unsoothing twist, and I feel bad for the readers that have abandonment issues because I knew they were going to be triggered.
Well,
but you know what,
I hope that I'm a good little substitute.
You're a great substitute. And this is a lesson for the readers that the universe will keep on trolling you Mario boss style. And just consider this a Mario boss style troll test from the universe. And we're all going to emerge stronger.
I want to come in for my little princess arc for like a couple apps.
Yeah.
Before I embark on other journeys.
Love. Okay. Dear Lara, I'm a 22, almost 23-year-old babe going into her senior year in college. Yeah, I know. It took me a little longer to get there, but I had a depressive babe issues to turn into babe issues before I could get into the right place to learn first. I was actually really excited when I heard Lara mention therapeutic boarding school a few episodes back because that was also a part of my journey, but that's besides the point. Anyway, I realized to live my present day babe truth, I needed to get to a place where I could have a glass of wine with dinner like a classy bitch I am without an RA giving me ridiculously expensive fine. So 3 weeks ago, I moved into my first apartment with a girl I was okay friends with, but not anywhere near best friends. A week into our lives as apartment mates, it was her birthday, so we invited a whole bunch of friends over. I remember it as being incredibly fun and definitely wanting to do it more often. However, in the 2 weeks since, almost every night, there have been at least three other friends over at my apartment. They drink our wine, beer, cider, liquor, whatever, then smoke weed and eat most of our snack stock while they have the munchies. Then they pick something dumb to watch on TV that I'm not interested in, but I can't just go sit in my room and watch Netflix because whatever's streaming on the TV usually takes up so much of our bandwidth that I can't do anything. The friends in question can't host because one is living in a summer dorm, one claims her apartment is too small, and one has an apartment mate that would find whatever authority he could and report it if he saw any of the friends who are still under 21 drinking or smoking within his apartment. It's summer, and most of us barely have part-time jobs, and I know things will settle down a little, but is it babe of me to be freaking out about my apartment becoming a 24/7 babe fest? Or should I just calm down by smoking more of their weed since they have so much of it? Live, laugh, love, antisocial apartment, adult. This would really deeply unsoothe me.
To be honest, I already can relate to this, and I hate it.
Yeah, I don't love it. I feel like, I mean, I don't know what your budget for internet is, but I would suggest getting the fastest possible internet that you can so that you can stream in your room and just like peace out whenever you want to. And then also maybe it's like you just talk to your apartment mate and you say, I think you need to be honest about how it's trolling you, because I think if you let your resentments build up, you're going to end up having like a blowout fight.
Yeah, and for sure.
You do not want to go down that road. So I feel like if you came to your apartment mate and were just like, I love our friends, but...
Are they mutuals though, really?
I don't know.
It all started from the night where like they just invited some people over and then it just turned into like a party place.
Yeah, like a every night party zone.
That's an unsoothe.
That's an unsoothe. I feel though like maybe hopefully if you talk to your apartment mate and just say like... Try and agree on like maybe 3 nights a week you'll have people over, but 4 nights a week you'll just like keep it chill.
Yeah.
Like try and come to some sort of compromise because you do live together, but like there has to be some chill time. It's oppressive to have people over all the time, like partying.
It's deeply unsoothing. It's not good for you to like get into your zen mode. And like it also just encourages like insane like alcoholism and drug use all the time.
Yeah.
But like... Just one last comment.
Mm-hmm.
If I were you, I probably wouldn't have the cool that you have right now. So kudos to you for not babing out too hard, because I would probably freak out and be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I mean, she's also young. So I feel like you can put up with a lot more shit when you're in your early 20s.
I know. That is true.
You can. But it's also good to just like compromise and set boundaries.
Yeah.
And if you, my thing is like, if you see something, say something.
If they start eating your food, that's a real problem.
Well, if it's also like, it's just like you can't get like watch, you can't live your life and have your chill journey while they're over there. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like you come up with an amount of nights a week that are party nights. And then
meantime
you also
crush.
Decide we're going to get mega fast fucking internet.
Back in my day, it was cable.
Yeah.
And a DVR box meant the world.
All right, let's do one more. Hi, Lara. We've chatted a few times on Instagram, so we're practically BFFs, right? Anyways, I've been listening to Ryan's last episode in bits and pieces because I was shocked when I listened earlier this week and immediately shut it off. Drove into Starbucks, turned on SUP, and practically rage drove to work. I heard the portion this morning about you moving out of your childhood home, and it really resonated with me. A little over a year ago, my parents moved out of the home they lived in while I was in middle school and high school and beyond. It was the same house that I was sexually assaulted and virginity lost in the incident in when I was in high school. Oh. I didn't realize that I struggled when I would go visit, sleepless nights, secretly eating, etc. Now that they're across town, I'm from a small town in South Georgia, and it is so different going to visit. I sleep very well and don't have my usual urges. Who knew such a dark cloud could live in a place for so many years? You'd mentioned that your perpetrator lived down the street, so you wouldn't have to drive by their house anymore. I hope you'll keep us posted on how it is for you when you visit next time. It has helped me tremendously to go visit a new space with family. I hope you find peace like I have when going back to your hometown. Thank you so much for being so open about your journey, especially speaking so open and honestly about your sexual assault. I've worked through therapy and all that, but it doesn't help nearly as much as hearing someone else went through something similar and is thriving now. I hope babe continues on because it brings me so much joy to my life and it's helping me get off my ass to walk my dog more. Haha. Tell Ryan that I understand, not really, but fake it till you make it, right? And I wish him well. Not really. I'm still pretty pissed, but I'll just get over it with lots of Vanderpump posts and James May t-shirts with love and light. P.S. I saw your Gorge post. I used to be tour manager. That was my favorite venue ever. It's so beautiful and spiritual there. I hope you enjoyed your trip. I deeply enjoyed my trip. It was so fun. And yeah, I mean, I will, I'll keep everyone posted on my home visit journeys. Right now, it's funny because my mom moved into a house that's literally like next to the neighborhood where I used to go and like smoke weed in my friend Chris and Brendan's like garage. And I got arrested like down the street from her house, and the police station I got taken to is down the street from her new house. So there's like memories everywhere. But I prefer those memories to the other neighborhood. So it's fine.
I can say that I've been to the Gorge a bunch. Played Sasquatch 3 times and now it's over forever.
I know. It just like was announced that it's over.
But I also want to say I really appreciate all your guys' honesty as a listener myself. Thank you, reader.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, I mean, the funny thing about going home is that there's always, I think, going to be a lot of memories for me. Especially like in summertime, I was actually like shocked that when I went back home, like I haven't been there in the summer in a long time. And like when I landed and walked out of the airport, it was like the hot like summer air like immediately brought me back to like a very specific like teenage emotional place that I hadn't felt in a long time. And so that was like shocking, because I guess I always just think that I'm over stuff, and then it turns out that I'm like not super over it.
No, there's a lot of things I'm not over.
Yeah. But that's just like part of life, is like you have to like work on yourself and like confront those things. And that's like also part of just why I'm excited to be like doing this podcast on my own. And then also like, I don't know, getting all my like podcasting business stuff together and moving forward to a place where hopefully I'm hiring like editors and producers soon and giving myself more time to write, is that like, it's really important for me to write about that stuff. And like, yeah, I have to carve out time to be able to do that and like tell those stories. And like,
I cryptically write lyrics about like traumatizing events, but don't explicitly,
yeah,
discuss them in like songs, but it's very cathartic.
It helps so much.
It helps a lot.
Yeah.
And it helps even more being able to just talk about it openly and like have and relate to other people. And, you know,
mm-hmm,
just like we had our long conversation at lunch today.
Yeah. And the pain gets less and less with time, with everything.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Well, I'm sorry that you had that journey too, but I'm glad that your parents moved and it's like easier now.
Yeah. But you're also in the South, so if you know the lawyer from
Yeah, and also if you know David Randolph, like, please, like, hit him up on my behalf and, like, I mean, try and get him to come on Babe, because like, that's the most important
thing. When I heard South Georgia, I was like, ding, 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 ding.
It all comes back to David Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the lesson.
That's the lesson of this episode.
Yeah.
Is, like, if I don't get David Rudolph on the podcast by August.
No, we said Labor Day.
By the Labor Day?
Mm-hmm.
Babe might be a TBD, so I hope the readers get cracking.
Yeah, please get cracking. And don't forget to get cracking on my wish list. I want to see what happens out there. Lara's going to help me make it right now after we eat some Dan Dan noodles.
Yeah, so love and light, everyone. Follow me. Follow this podcast on Instagram at Babe Podcast. Follow Ed on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm at Edrosti, E-D-R-O-S-T-E.
Buy his album.
Yeah, Grizzly that's the Bear. Best. Actually, that's the best gift there is for people to buy music.
Yeah, I mean, instead of a wish list, I think maybe buy your music.
Yeah.
Or do both.
Do both. Especially if you have a record player. Vinyl is beautiful.
Yeah, the vinyl is really beautiful. Fun. Someone got that for me off my wish list.
Which was randomly my idea for you to put it on your wish list.
I love, yeah. So
we all won in that
very specific situation. And then if you are into supporting this podcast, you want to hear more episodes, you want to hear bonus content from
spread the word
me and Ryan episodes, spread the word. But you can also become a patron on www.patreon.com/babepodcast, and
which is where I'm gonna put my wish list link.
Yeah, so stay tuned. There's exciting stuff to come. I also have a live show for any listeners that cross over with Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm doing a live show on July 15th at Resident in downtown LA. Danny Pellegrino is going to be there. It's going to be a really fun night. So, and it's also free.
Pissed. I'm going to miss it.
I know. I'm pissed too, but I'll get over it. So come on down. It's going to be fun. And yeah, that's all she wrote.
Yet again, it's so great to be here.
Thank you for being my guest.
Maybe we'll do another one soon.
Maybe we will. Bye.